Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too. Hey guys, I hope everyone's having a great June so far. I'm so excited that it's basically summer. I mean, I know I consider June a summer month, so I'm a summer baby. I love the summer and I always feel like it flies by. I have so many things going on this summer, so many weddings. I actually have one in India coming up with one of my dear friends who I got certified as a yoga teacher with, and I'm really, really excited for that one. Hopefully you will get a special India podcast episode from me when I'm there. I also have a lot of other exciting things coming up that I'm excited to share with you guys all about. I have a yoga retreat this upcoming weekend, and it's a creator yoga retreat, which I feel so grateful to have been invited on. I really think it's gonna help me be more present to enjoy this summer more, and also just kind of get my gears going and make me feel more confident about posting other sides of myself. I know I talk about this sometimes on the podcast, other sides of myself on my main Instagram page with all the followers. Like, I feel I definitely kind of get stuck and feel like I keep myself in this box by worrying about what other people think too much. And so I think this yoga retreat will be really good for me to create and meet other people who have similar interests as I do and know that it's okay to be both. And I should be authentic on my Instagram. And I know this, and I've conceptualized it for so long. And this is something I'm big at. I'm big at like intellectualizing and conceptualizing things. But like when it comes to actually like feeling things in my body and integrating them into real practices and habits, that's where your girl struggles. So I'm going into that next phase. I talked about this with my therapist recently. It's actually like a strategy, I guess. It's called top down. Like when you're working on change in your life, you start in the head. It's a way that some people work through change. They start with conceptualizing and then they go down like into the body. So that they can actually create real change. So hopefully that's what I'm doing and I'm not just stuck here forever, but I'm not going to manifest that. So that's what I'm doing. Anyways, what was I saying? So yes, I was actually in the same session talking to my therapist about like wanting to be confident in more areas of life. Again, I'm going through a lot of uncertainty right now in my life in various departments, and it's hard to be confident when you're going through uncertainty. That's a fact. So I'm definitely struggling with that. And I was talking about it. I was like, I want to be more confident and XYZ. And she was like, you know, confidence is well and good. It's nice to have. It's a good quality. But self-love is where it's really at. And she said something like that. And I stopped and I paused and I thought about what she had said. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. Like, that is actually so profound. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Self-love versus confidence, how we can create more of those things and why they're different and why self-love kind of trumps confidence and why it's more important for us in the long run, and how a lot of us can kind of find ourselves focusing on the confidence piece of it, but then we lack the self-love and then the confidence wanes a lot more and it's not long lasting and it's very situational, which that's what confidence is and that's okay. But when you have that self-love behind it, it's real. It's coming from the right place. People can smell it off you. You respect yourself more, which is what it comes down to. That's what real confidence is anyway. So let's get into it. Let's start by kind of talking about the differences between confidence and self-love so that you know what I mean when I say this. I feel a lot of people view self-love as less important than confidence. That's at least how I perceive it when I talk to other people about this or when I see how other people talk about these things. Like, I think people think self-love is kind of like more of the nice to have, more of the woo-woo thing, whereas like confidence is what you should have and it's more respectable, if that makes any sense. And it's the loud person in the room. It's the person in the room that like walks in and expects people to just respect them and has this like energy and way about them. And again, like, confidence is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Like, there's a difference between arrogance and confidence. But when we think of self-love, for me at least, my old conceptions of self-love are kind of like, yogis and just hippies, kind of like, oh, like you should love yourself. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, it's actually the foundation of real confidence. Whereas when you have confidence without self-love, it's fake. It's kind of like a hot air balloon where it's not backed by anything real because it's dependent. So let's kind of get into talking about the differences between self-love and confidence. When I think of confidence, I think it's more extrinsic. When I think of self-love, it's more intrinsic. And when we're working on on the inside, and when we're building that self-love from the inside out, it comes out. And then you are genuinely confident, and you can handle the negativity, the criticism, and the things that come your way when there is times of uncertainty, like what I'm going through right now. When I'm thinking confidence, I'm relying a lot more on external validation, and how I'm being perceived is more important. How I compare to others is more important. I want to have more influence. I want to have more power. I want to have more significance. I want to have a better reputation. Like, those are things that I tie to confidence. Whereas when I think of self-love, it's healthy, it's genuine, it's fulfilling, and it can bring real confidence because you trust yourself, you accept yourself, mistakes, flaws, and all. Whereas confidence, you are only concerned with being the best part of you, and only concerned with that part of you and not the whole of you, and not accepting all the bits of you that maybe aren't confident, that aren't coming off that way. When we think about self-love, it's unconditional, it's dependable, it's independent of the situation. Whereas when we think about confidence, it's dependent on the situation, it's dependent on the circumstance, and it fluctuates given the different circumstances. Whereas when you genuinely love yourself, and when you genuinely accept yourself, it doesn't fluctuate. Things, bad things can come, but you're like, okay, I know myself, I respect myself, I trust myself to be able to handle this, and I'm not going to let this negativity steer me off my path. And I'm not going to let this criticism and other people's opinions be more important than my own opinion. Whereas when I think about confidence, I think, oh, I'm getting the positive opinions, I'm getting the positive feedback from other people, and other people's opinions are going to reflect that confidence back to me. But self-love is about knowing in yourself and building that up from within, instead of relying on the outcomes, instead of relying on the results, instead of faking it. It's also seemingly a lot harder and daunting, and I think that's why a lot of people prefer the idea of confidence rather than the idea of self-love. Because again, self-love, you think, oh my God, my whole self. You think about, I have to love my whole self. No. I'd rather just work on being confident in this area of life than having to work on self-love. But again, like, this is the foundation so that you can try new things, you can be more confident in all the other areas too. So yes, it may be harder and may take longer at first, but it will greatly pay off in the long run. So let's talk about now some of the ways that we can create more self-love, and again, why it's more important to have that rather than confidence alone. I think a really good question to ask when we are trying to figure out what we really need, like, is it confidence or is it self-love? Because I do think, like, yes, self-love is foundational and you can never go wrong when growing that and building it. But I do think there are situations where, yeah, like, confidence is what you're building. Like when we talk about being a novice at something and being new, self-love definitely comes into play, but it doesn't automatically make you confident in starting something new. Like, you're never going to be automatically confident in starting something new because you've never done it before. So you have to build that up. However, when you love yourself, you're a lot better at taking criticism. You're a lot better at failing and getting back up. But when you don't love yourself, it's a lot harder to do that. So that's why it's so important to have that foundation first. And then the confidence is, boom, a lot easier to come by and a lot more real and genuine. But the question that you should ask yourself before figuring out how to place your energy into building this quote unquote confidence, you got to ask yourself, why? Why do I want this? Am I judging myself? Am I doing it for me? Or am I doing it to control perception? Am I doing it to be more influential or for a certain external reward or outcome? Why do I want this? Is it to genuinely feel better about myself? Is there shame involved? Because a lot of the time when I think about where I want to be more confident, it's because there is shame involved. It's because I am embarrassed to be insecure. It's because I'm embarrassed of who I am. And so I think confidence is the band-aid that will fix that instead of eliminating the shame altogether with real self-love. And let me give you an example of that. Like when I think about the areas and ways in which I want to be more confident in my life, like first of all, again, like I said, there's so many. Big one is in my romantic relationship. Like I have a lot of shame there. And I think I get really embarrassed because it's like, like I should know my worth. I'm a great girl. I'm a catch and I should know my worth and not be always fucking worried about if he's going to cheat on me or not. Like, yes, I have that trauma in my past, but I think I am embarrassed to be insecure, so much so that I keep myself where I am because I'm not able to like forgive myself for feeling this way in the first place. And that's where the self-love really comes in handy, because it's like I need to be able to acknowledge, okay, like here's why I am the way I am. Of course I feel this way. And I've said this analogy in the past. My therapist used it and it's really great. Like if you were talking to someone who got in a horrible car accident and then they start learning how to drive again and they're anxious and they're nervous, like are you going to tell them like, bitch, snap the fuck out of it? Like just get over it. You know, no, you're not. You're going to understand why they have that anxiety because they got in that horrible car accident. But when it comes to like judging myself or like, oh, like you're going to be worried about being cheated on again, like even like though it's not the same person, like even though it's not the same exact situation, like I'm going to judge myself and be like, bitch, snap the fuck out of it. Like this is like, no, that's not how it works. You have to be able to look at it from an observational perspective, take a step back and be like, oh, like, okay, I don't want to be like this. I can take a second to like examine the thoughts that I'm having, the behaviors I'm exhibiting from this fear-based place, from this fight or flight state that gets activated by these little triggers that happen. I can see those things and say, you know what? I don't like how I've been responding to these things in the past. I don't like how it makes me feel. But with real self-love, I can say, okay, I'm evaluating that. I have empathy and compassion for myself and I can understand why I feel this way. But I want to choose different. So I want to be aware when those patterns come up, when those moments happen, and say, let's choose differently. I know that this is my subconscious trying to protect me right now by saying all these nasty things like comparing me to these other girls or making me feel like I need to be worried about, you know, what he's doing when I'm not there when he goes out or whatever. I need to know, okay, Hey, little Megan, I know you're trying to protect me, but I don't want to be having these thoughts. Something I can say to myself is in these moments is like, I am enough. I am worthy of the love that I want. What he does is not my responsibility and it's not my concern. And I need to live my life accordingly. I saw this on TikTok the other day and I was like, holy shit, this is actually so true. She goes, this is a hot, controversial take, but it's better to be cheated on than to be worried about being cheated on. Oh my God. Oh my God. She was spitting facts. She was spitting facts. It is better. It is better. Like the amount of like energy and negativity that I bring upon myself for no reason. It's not, again, like I know that it's coming from that place in myself that doesn't want to feel that pain, that doesn't want to feel that hurt again. But it's that fight or flight that I want to train my brain to unlearn. So if that's something that you're working on, again, it's like using those affirmations, talking to yourself, believing in yourself, knowing that you are worthy, coming back in those moments, being in that observational area, and then taking little actions. Like we talked, you can go back to the last week's episode and this applies to everything that we're talking about today. Take those little actions that make you feel good about yourself for whatever it is that you are worried about. Like even if it's appearance based, like I get insecure about my appearance. Like I want to be more confident in how I show up and how I appear. And I don't want it to always have to be dependent on other people's opinions, other people's validation and the outcomes. Even like if I get a pimple on my face, I don't want that to like make me not confident. I don't want it to ruin my self-image. Like, I don't want getting negative feedback on my appearance to tear me down as much as it has. And look, you also should appraise your relationships and your boundaries for if you're letting things tear you down often, and if you're letting those kinds of people in your life over and over again. That is a mirror to your own ability to respect yourself, because you don't want to feel that way, and you can only control yourself. So don't put yourself in the situations where you're going to continuously be teared down. I want to be someone who knows my worth and is able to handle a bad hair day, and also and loves and accepts themselves in the flaws that they have with a variety of things in life. I don't want to be spiraling when something goes wrong. Jay Shetty said this. He has a great episode on confidence where he talks about that confidence is basically waiting for perfection, where real confidence, aka self-love, is valuing progress and accepting yourself. And again, like, I cannot stress that enough. Like, speaking of appearance and self-love versus confidence, you know who just posted a podcast clip about this the other day? Alex Earl. I love her because she is so authentic to herself. The whole reason that she blew up in the first place was because she was showing a vulnerable side of herself, saying like, here's what I really look like. Like, I want to post this photo of me that is like super touched up, super face-tuned, super flawless, because girl, everybody fucking has those insecurities. Everybody wants to do that because that's the world that we live in. Everyone's already doing it. So why do I have to be the one that's going to be authentic? Because it's going to help you in the end. But again, it's really not clear. And in the moment, it makes you feel better about yourself to post that, but it's not long lasting. When you're actually authentic, it's a lot more long lasting. We're not all perfect. We all have our insecurities. And that's why everyone's opinions don't fucking matter, because everyone else is insecure too. But oh my God, I'm speaking so fast. But anyways, back to Alex Earl. She blew up because she was like, this is the real me. Like, this is who I actually am. And people responded really well to that. Again, on TikTok versus Instagram, whereas Instagram's just all fake. It's all completely, like, I'm just convinced now at this point, it's all retouched. Whereas, I mean, for the most part, like, you can find the people that are authentic and you can feel it. But she was like, on TikTok, I posted the same thing and it caught fire and people have flocked to her. And she just recently did a campaign with Sports Illustrated, and she still had those same fears, even though she's Alex Earl. She's fucking beautiful. She's amazing. She's loved basically universally. She still had those same fears because she was like, I don't want to do a retouched cover. I want it to be authentic, and because that's her thing. And it's so, oh my God, I literally have the chills because I'm like, you go, girl. You are setting a good example for women. She literally thought about that. She's like, what kind of example am I setting for women if I'm doing that? And she, again, it's really hard because she is beautiful, perfect, amazing, but she's looking at herself and she's seeing the flaws just like every single other one of us. Like, I certainly do that, and I think there's a lot of people that would look at me and be like, you shouldn't do that. And that's why it's like embarrassing that I even have to worry about that. But it's not, because it's real and we all deal with this. And she was like, I looked at my like boob implant and it was like a little squashed. And I was like, ugh, people are going to look at me and be like, I'm fake. Like, I'm this fake girl. Like, my implants are misshapen or whatever. And then she realized, like, at the end of the day, like, look, everybody has their own insecurities. What matters is her and what example she wants to put out and who she wants to be. And that applies to everything. And again, I love her and I really respect her for that. And I think we all need to take a page out of that book and be real and true to us and be able to accept ourselves as we are. Maybe not as radically as, like, putting yourself on the cover of Sports Illustrated and, like, not retouching anything. Like, we don't have to go to those extremes, but in our daily lives, how can we work on self-love? How can we be more accepting to ourselves? So you guys gave me some great examples of areas in which you guys want to be more confident in. So let's talk about them. Decision-making. This is a great one because there's a few that I could say, okay, this is more in the confidence area. And then there's a few that are more in the self-help or the self-love area. And I think this is definitely the self-love area, because when I say self-love, I am encompassing self-respect, self-trust. And the only way to achieve those things is by looking at the whole of you instead of just one thing. Like, decision-making is a lifelong process. It's not just a one-off. And the only way that we can do that is by trusting ourselves and learning how to make decisions and sticking to it, because we trust ourselves to be able to handle it when the wrong decision happens. So what I would say for that is by accepting when something goes wrong, being able to accept it and not looking at it like, I'm a shitty person, I suck, I can never make any decisions right. And instead, believing from the get-go and really just like affirming this to yourself over and over again, believing like, I trust myself, I will make the right decision, I will be okay, I will be able to handle it. Look for evidence of that in your past. Look for evidence where you made the wrong decision and you were able to handle it. Look for evidence of making the right decision and having it go great. Like, look for those evidences. Guess what? If you're here and you're standing today, you have made it. You've figured it out in the past, so you can do it again. Like, trust yourself so that when the next decision comes up, you say, okay, I believe in my ability to make this decision. I trust myself. I trust my intuition. I will make the right call. I trust my ability to research and do whatever I need to do. Or you can also say, I trust myself. And then if something does go wrong, you don't say, oh my God, it's me. Like, I'm the problem. I always make the wrong decisions. You say, okay, let me take a step back. Here's what went wrong. Let me observe it instead of assuming this is tied to me and letting that shame spiral start. You can say, oh, this is not me. I made an error in judgment. I made a mistake or whatever, or something went wrong and I trust my ability to handle it. I trust my ability to cope with this problem because I've done it in the past, and I don't tie this mistake to my entire identity. So that's a great example of that. Here's a couple that fall under the confidence bucket, I believe. Public speaking. That's something that, unfortunately, I think you really just need to practice and fail. And again, the self-love comes back into it, because you still need to be able to say, okay, this is not me, this mistake, this failure, or this imperfection, not wait for the perfection, but value what you're learning from those mistakes and being able to observe them from an unbiased, self-loathing part of you and say, okay, here's what I'm learning from that. I value what I'm learning so that I can integrate it and become better and trust myself more, because I am actually learning from it instead of just shitting on myself. Because I say this to my boyfriend all the time, like, we need to talk kinder to ourselves, because like, if we think, and I saw this on a TikTok, like if we think about like having someone else in our brain, or having like a little person in a cage in our brain or in our room, and if we said all the nasty things that we said to them, that we say to ourselves when something goes wrong or when we make a mistake or when we fuck up, like, how do we think that person would react? Would they want to work with us and want to help us become better, or no? Or like, would they just be sad and like fucking pissed at us? Because I know I wouldn't fucking want that. I wouldn't want to be talked to like that. I wouldn't want to work with that person or like make their lives any better for any reason. So that's why we need to be kinder to ourselves when those things do happen. We want to work with those parts of ourselves, because ultimately we'd want the same goals. We want to be better at public speaking. So we got to say, okay, I didn't like how I said that, or I did that, or whatever, but I'm going to keep going because this is something I want. This is something I want to improve at. So you just keep getting back out there and valuing the progress that you're making and continuing to look for opportunities to grow and celebrating yourself on those small wins and the big wins. That is how you build confidence there. Genuinely confidence. Like, you just have to keep practicing and affirming to yourself and believing in yourself and failing and then getting right back up and continuing and learning from it. That is truly how you build the confidence there. And that applies to other things. I know some people said like some sports related ones, like their serves in tennis, which I get it. I think it kind of comes off as like, oh, like that's just a small little thing, but it really does like play mentally with your mind. It's like you really want to be able to believe in yourself, and it's those moments where we put so much pressure on ourselves to perform that the shame comes in, like when we don't hit it every time, we have that like feeling, that shitty like, fuck, like I fucking suck, like I always do this. Again, it's being able to observe that and being like, okay, like maybe I need to like take a little bit of pressure off myself there and accept when those things do go wrong and forgive myself when those things go wrong, and then work on it by practicing and really building up that belief in myself and affirming that belief in myself and knowing that you are capable of it. Then when the time comes where that there is more pressure, you can believe in yourself as the standard. And then if something goes wrong, it's something that you can observe and say, okay, I didn't like that, but I also am not feeling like this is me. This is tied to me, and I am always going to make these mistakes. It was just a one-off, and you can use it to grow and get better. Another thing someone said was investing in the market, which I definitely can't help you with that. However, it's the same kind of thing. Like you have to build up your ability to trust your decision making. So go back and listen to that part. And then the other thing is like, take an action, learn how you can be a better investor, and then be able to trust yourself so that if something goes wrong, it's not you. It's something that you can learn from. It's an opportunity to grow and adjust in the future, but you trust and believe in your ability to make decisions. And you're choosing to spend time and energy learning about how to be a better investor, and so that you can genuinely build up that confidence by practicing and learning and affirming. And then the next three, or actually four, I'm gonna just kind of group together because we're running out of time, because of course I talked a lot, but I honestly think that I feel really good about this episode because this is something I'm very passionate about. So hopefully you guys get some use out of it. But the next four are relationships, romantic relationships, being normal, like literally just being a functioning human being, asking for feedback and being afraid of the answers, and being like an employee in a job where you want to build confidence. We touched a little bit on romantic relationships earlier because that's something I struggle with. But even when it's like when you're single and when you want to manifest love into your life and you want to be confident dating, like you have to believe that if a date goes wrong, it's not because of you. And it's not you always do this, or you are not lovable for any reason. Like you have to believe by doing things and believing and affirming things that make you love yourself and make you see your own worth and really know it and really feel it, so that when the time comes when a date doesn't go well and you like a guy and he doesn't like you back, that you can say, okay, what am I learning from this? What I'm learning that this guy is not for me, and I'm not going to say, oh, that means I'm unlovable and I'm never going to find someone. You're going to say, okay, well, let me pivot and explore a different type of guy. Like, instead of going for the same pattern, let me learn from this. So that's that self-love. That's the answer for you. Being normal, babe, I love you for this because this is real. Like, this is so real. I think a lot of people feel this way. Like, I'm comparing myself. I'm not on the same level as everybody around me. Like, I'm looking at social media, I'm comparing myself. And there's literally research that proves the more that you use social media, the more you compare yourself to others. So maybe you need to spend less time on social media. You need to be doing things that make you realize the truth of the world around us, which is everyone is insecure. Everyone is having these thoughts and passing these judgments in little ways. And even if they are passing judgments on you, it's fleeting. It's not going to matter tomorrow. And you're doing the same thing to other people just as much as you are judging yourself. So remove that aspect out of it. Affirm that you are doing just fine and accept yourself. Continue to do the things that make you love yourself. And yeah. And again, I think being normal is so overrated. You don't want to be normal. Be you. Be authentic. Okay. Because everything in our lives, and I heard this on another podcast, but everything that you see in your life is the result of someone being authentic and creating what they had in their mind and being outside of the norm to create whatever they created. So be you, because I promise you, in the end, even if it seems scary and daunting at first, you'd rather be you than be normal, and you would be a lot happier on your deathbed, by living for you instead of trying to make sure everybody else thinks that you're normal. Okay. And then I gotta wrap this up. But yeah, being an employee, I think this is can be kind of in the confidence bucket. Like, focus on how to build that confidence within your job setting in yourself instead of waiting for other people to recognize it and looking for some certain outcome. Focus on how you can feel better. What practices can you do? What can you learn from your mistakes? And what can you affirm to yourself? And start believing so that you can grow confidence in your job. And then inevitably, other people will recognize that too. And then finally, I love this one, asking for feedback. You're halfway there. If you are even considering like getting there, that must mean that you love yourself enough to get feedback and know that it's important for your own self-growth and ability to have an open mind and ability to love yourself. So that's a huge step. And this comes back to literally everything that we've been talking about. Getting feedback is so, it shows where you're at in terms of self-love. Because if you take feedback and it's like completely gut-wrenchingly terrible, then you need to work on your self-love. And that's totally okay. We all are doing that. So just continuously like start affirming those beliefs so that when other people are saying negative things or giving you negative feedback, you're not as afraid to take it, because you're like, okay, like I can observe this feedback from an outside perspective and say, okay, this person is giving me this feedback because they love me and they want me to be better and I want to be better. So I'm going to incorporate it, and I'm not going to say, wow, I'm fucking shitty, I'm terrible, this must mean I suck, this must mean they hate everything that I do. But no, I'm going to say, okay, this is going to help me grow and I can integrate this. Or you're also able in those situations to say, I'm not going to take this feedback because I don't know this person's intentions, and they can have whatever, they can think whatever they want about me, and it doesn't matter, because what's more important is my respect and belief for myself. And I believe that I don't need to take this feedback for whatever reason. You will get a lot better at being able to handle it the more that you genuinely grow love for yourself by affirming these beliefs with affirmations, by writing these things down, by practicing in the areas that we want to get better at. Like, these are the ways that we build confidence and self-love. I need to wrap this up. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to pull one card before we exit, just so that we can have one great message for today and for the next couple weeks. The card says, expand. Oh, perfect. It says, you're being asked to expand. You live in a huge world with endless possibilities, and staying safe in the known is no longer working for you. It's time to make your world just a little bit bigger. It's time to imagine the possibilities and go for them. Okay, need I say any more? That is so spot on for today. Go expand, believe in yourself, go get your self-love, go get your confidence, and I love you, and I'm here for you, and I can't wait to talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye. Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better, and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too.